to tell indie filmmakers and musicians from the techies, follow the money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We're at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas today at the start of the South by Southwest Festival. What was first known as an indie music gathering and then a music and film festival, this year starts out as very much an interactive startup new media hotspot. Hugh Forrest is the director of South by Southwest Interactive, the focus of the first 4 days here.
Interactive has enjoyed a lot of growth over the last, 6 or 7 years. And in terms of industry presence, meaning paid registrants, we are now bigger than South by Southwest Film and bigger than South by Southwest Music.
The significance of what you're saying is really quite overwhelming, because what you're saying is the techie folks are getting almost more clout than cool folks like music stars and the film people.
Well, I would disagree with you there in the sense that I think the techie folks are the cool folks now. And it's just one of my ongoing mantras that geeks are the new rock stars. I mean, that's, I think, one of the reasons why Interactive has been fortunate enough to grow over the last few years. When Mark Zuckerberg gets married, it's covered in people now. When Steve Jobs dies, it's like John Lennon dying. These icons from the tech world have really, in the last few years, become a part of the mainstream culture.
One of the original founders of South by Southwest is Lewis Black, editor of the Austin Chronicle. He says one way to tell the interactive folks from the film music folks is to assess their relationship to funding for their creativity.
I remember like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, you know, one South by Southwest noticing in particular that whereas all the music and film people were constantly talking about getting money or fundraising, all the interaction, like when I would sit near them in coffee shops or be on an elevator with them, were talking about what money they had just gotten and what they were going to do with it.
Ewan Spence is a blogger in for the festival from Edinburgh. He likens this event to a blitzkrieg.
Rather than total war, it's total information. Which is basically you put as many smart people in one room as possible, you shake them around a bit, you throw in some beer and some barbecue, because this is Texas, you let them do stuff, and then you let them leave again.
The interactive side of the festival earned cred when soon-to-be social media giant Twitter made a splash here in 2007. A long list of startups are hoping to be next, including the ones that have set up at the South by Southwest Startup Village that opened today. Among the companies is one called Hater, which lets people kvetch about their daily peeve, bad service, annoying celebrities, or some Facebook jerk. Why should the only social media option be like, is the big issue the company wants to take on.